Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. You've heard the saying, you are what you eat. But have you ever thought about how food can affect your mental health? Dr. Nicole Cotter practices integrative medicine in Shreveport. She'll be having a free lecture at LSUS today, focusing on food for thought, how nutrition impacts our mental health. She now shares a preview of her presentation.
So I'm going to be talking about just the idea that what we eat and what we consume can affect how we function through the day and our mental health in general. It's something that we can overlook, but is particularly important. And so I'm going to touch on some general topics, a little bit more specifics of how diet can impact our mental health, and go into some general recommendations of what we can do, what we can consume, what we should potentially avoid to optimize our mental health.
So give us an example of things we consume every day that might have some impact on our mental well-being.
I would think the most kind of obvious and common one is going to be sugar. You know, when we consume sugar, our blood pressure spikes. We get this temporary kind of good feeling, and then about 30 or 60 minutes later, we get a blood sugar crash. We feel tired. We can feel depressed around that time. And we end up on this constant kind of blood sugar roller coaster throughout the day. We end up with mood swings, weight gain, the list of possibilities go on. And so sugar would be something, you know, one of the first things that I would say we should try to avoid, you know, kind of added sugars in the diet. And that can come in the form of obvious things like cakes, sweets, cookies, or even just from the things that we drink, you know, the sodas or the sugar sweet beverages, even things like Gatorade, which many people think is somewhat harmless, can be full of sugar and send us on that roller coaster.
What about food ingredients? Are there things hidden in foods that can affect our mental health?
You know, other things that can potentially affect mental health would be additives and preservatives that come in processed foods. You know, there's a link between certain food additives and hyperactivity in children. That's well documented in the literature. And so those sorts of hidden things in processed foods can affect our mental health as well.
Of course, we hear a lot about too much caffeine, but what about energy drinks?
Sure. So caffeine can be a problem, particularly if it's disruptive to sleep. So, you know, if somebody's having their several cups of coffee in the morning or in the afternoon and not sleeping well at night, then that is going to transfer to how they feel in the day, how they're going to function, how their brain's going to work, how you're going to feel energy-wise. And so that's certainly something to consider. And you're absolutely right, too. It's not just coffee. A lot of people are drinking these energy shots or energy drinks that give you this boost of caffeine and then can deplete you of energy later on during the day or disrupt your sleep patterns at night.
So what are some good things we should be consuming?
You know, things that can help would be fiber. You know, eating more plants, eating more fibrous foods, it helps to balance out our blood sugar, kind of prevent those symptoms from coming on.
Dr. Cotter's lecture is free and open to the public. It's at 11 a.m. this morning in the Science Lecture Auditorium at LSU in Shreveport. To learn more, go to lsus.edu and look under Events Calendar. This has been Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News.